Hello. Good afternoon. Am I speaking with Michael?
Yes, it is.
Thank you, sir. My name is Oscar, calling from Opinion Research. On behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers, I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. To start, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry?
40.
40 years? Or 40, okay. Thank you, sir. And what is your primary branch of the trade?
Tile.
Tile, marble finisher, would that be correct?
Yes. It's the top setter, yeah.
All right. On the last job that you work on, were you an improver, finisher, or helper, apprentice, journeyman, or level mechanic, or a foreman?
A foreman.
Foreman. Thank you, sir. Very much appreciated. Are you currently working at the trade?
Yes.
Yes, you are. Thank you, sir. Approximately how many weeks have you been unemployed, that is, unable to find work when you wanted to work over the past 12 months in your craft? 0 weeks?
Zero.
1 to 4 weeks? Zero. Okay, that's great.
Zero in the last 30 years.
Oh,
30 years.
Excellent, yeah. Excellent. Yes or no, have you found it necessary to work for any non-union contractors over the past year?
Never.
Never, okay. In the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
Not really.
Not really, okay, no.
All
right. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense there are fewer construction projects? More construction projects, so about the same number as there were this time last year?
Fewer.
Fewer.
You got Joe Biden in there and all those assholes.
I see. Let's talk about union construction. Do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects, more union construction projects, or about the same number as there were this time last year?
More union.
More union. That's good. All right. Do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
No.
Not enough?
Not enough.
Okay. Thinking about all the jobs in which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
What? I'm sorry, I didn't understand it.
Yes, thinking about all the jobs on which you worked in the past 12 months, was there a steward appointed by the union on any of them?
No, never. I would shoot that.
No steward. Okay, no steward.
No, I would shoot
and,
yeah, it's like dead.
No comment. No comment. Have you ever been appointed as a job? Had you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
No.
Yourself?
No,
never.
Yeah, no.
thinking about the last job on which you worked, do you know whether it was funded primarily privately through federal government, through your state or local government, or do you not know?
I don't know.
Don't know. Very well. Fair answer. Thank you so much. Thinking more generally about the economy and jobs, in the coming 12 months, do you think there will be less unemployment than now? About the same or more unemployment than now?
There'll be more.
More unemployment. Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Now looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Just a matter of if you guys vote Biden, and then again, it will get worse.
Do you think it will get worse? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Switching gears a bit, thinking about your work on the job site, which of the following health or safety hazards are you most concerned about on the job? Could it be unsafe power tools, careless people on the job, language problems, heat and cold, falling objects, fall risk, COVID-19, dust and air quality, or you have no real safety concerns?
No safety concerns.
No safety concerns. Thank you, sir. Moving on. How have you attending a union meeting in the past 12 months?
Yes.
Was that in person or online?
Person.
Very
in person. Thank you, sir. Moving on quickly. For each of the following, please tell me if you have participated in the activity in the past 12 months. Union organizing. Have you participated in that activity in the last 12 months? Yes or no?
In the what? I'm sorry.
In the last 4 months, have you done any union organizing?
No.
No. How about political canvassing?
Never.
All right. And how about picketing in the last 4 months?
Nope. No need for you.
Nope. Moving on. Thank you, sir. All right. That's great. In the past, last 4 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you work on? Never, occasionally, or regularly?
Occasionally.
Occasionally. Thank you, sir. Changing subjects to the war beyond the union. Please rank the following news sources from the one you use the most likely to get your news from to the one you're least likely to get your news from. The sources mentioned here are radio, local TV news programming, the internet or social media, print or online newspaper, cable news, friends and neighbors.
Yep.
Which one is your main source of news, sir?
TV.
Would that be cable news or local programming?
Yeah, local programming.
Local programming. And the second next would be radio, social media, newspapers, cable news, or friends and neighbors. I just need to get them in order.
Radio.
Radio after radio? Could it be internet?
Yep.
Newspapers, internet? Okay. After internet, could it be newspapers, cable news, or friends?
Neighbors,
reliable neighbors. After neighbors, is the cable news or print newspapers or online newspapers?
Cable.
Cable, okay. So the last one would be newspapers. So let's move on.
Yeah, don't read newspapers. I can read that.
Yeah, I know what you say, what you mean. Which of the following issues matter the most to you right now? The most important issue to you right now, could it be the environment, support for local labor unions, immigration, foreign policy, jobs and the economy, healthcare, education, or something else?
Probably immigration. No offense.
Immigration. All right. That's an important issue. Yes, sir. As you may know, the BAC supports the application of the Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
Yes, you have. Have you heard a lot about it, some about it, or a little bit?
A lot.
A lot. Okay, so you know about it. Okay, very well. As you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is not important at all, not so important, somewhat important, or very important that federal elected officials support it? Very important. Thank you, sir. Almost there, sir. Almost there. Generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Our local government, neither Republican or Democrat, local government.
Yes, yeah. The question is, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly support the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
I think the Republican Party does.
Republican Party, okay. Thank you, sir. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on a strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support more in this dispute, sir? GM, Ford, Stellantis, or the United Auto Workers?
GM and Ford.
GM and Ford. And would you say you're supporting somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Much more. Thank you, sir. Please indicate if you disapprove or approve of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president over... I need to ask you anyway, sir. I need to read 100% verbatim. His job as president overall, approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
I strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Yes, strongly.
Okay, tell me if it's strongly or somewhat so we move fast. I know your time is important.
Okay.
On the issue of healthcare, do you approve or disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Okay, stop.
On the issue of support for labor unions?
And that was 3 minutes you just counted.
I disapprove.
Strongly or somewhat?
Just somewhat.
Somewhat. On the issue of foreign affairs?
Strongly disapprove.
On the issue of immigration?
I strongly disapprove.
You strongly disapprove on one more, on the issue of the economy.
Strongly.
We have to get down on the next survey. Okay. And do you approve or disapprove? Do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling its job?
Disapprove strongly.
Strongly disapprove. Okay. Are you registered to vote?
I'm sorry.
Are you registered to vote?
Yes.
Yes, thank you, sir. I know it's a long way off. What are the chances that you will vote in the election for president and other offices in November 2024? Almost certain to vote? Probably will vote. Chances are 50-50? Or would you not vote?
100% will.
Almost certain, then. Very well. If the election for president were held to date and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
100% Trump.
Trump,
even if he's in jail.
All right. That would be a kind of unusual, though. Okay, yes or no? Do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement security, and safety? Do you find it useful, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. And turning back to the BAC, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Excellent, okay. And how would you rate the overall effectiveness of the international union? Poor, just fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
Good, okay. Something else. I need to ask you your personal opinion. How could the union best improve its representation and services, in your own words?
Support people that will do good for the economy. Like, don't just support Democrats because they're union.
So you think that they should support people on what?
Yeah.
Which regard?
The ones that support us.
Yeah. Okay. Do you support the union members? You mean?
Yes.
Okay. But how could they best support the union members?
Burn some non-union ones down and kill some non-union employees, like companies, their kids. Whack their kids and they'll quit being non-union.
So they should stop hiring non-union members. That's what you're saying?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, let me...
They just kill the fucking non-union people.
Okay, I think they support the union... The union, okay, I think they should support, let me correct this, they should support union members by not hiring non-union.
Yeah.
Something like that?
Whack, kill the motherfuckers.
Okay.
Put a bullet in their kid's head and then their head. And then their kids, the next generation won't be non-union either.
Okay, now what I have entered is this. I think they support the union members by not hiring non-union people. Is that good enough, sir, or would you like to add something
else?
Yeah,
that's good.
Okay. And what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing that the union should be working on your opinion, sir?
Getting rid of Biden.
Okay. Do you think that they should get rid of Biden? Anything else?
Get rid of the non-union.
Okay. So I will enter. I think they should get rid of non-union and get rid of Biden. Would that be good enough?
That's good. Yep.
Okay. Give me 1 second. All right. I have entered it as close as, what you mentioned to me.
Yeah.
Let me see, correct this. I think they should get rid of non-union people and get rid of Biden, President Biden, I need to add.
Perfect. Yep. I do have to go, so. know.
Sure. Almost done, sir. Almost done. Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Almost done. Almost done. We are 90%. I just need to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. What is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Text, mail, job site, union meetings, or email?
Job site.
Job site. Okay. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? Never, once a year, a couple of times a year, or four or more times a year?
Four or more. 15
four
times
or more.
A year.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. And now I would like to ask you a few questions for the statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as Republican, Democrat, or what?
Republican more.
Republican, okay, very well. Would you call yourself a strong Republican, not very strong Republican?
No, not very strong Republican.
Not very strong. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race, please?
White.
Caucasian, thank you. And we are done. Finally, strictly for verification purposes, by my supervisor, can I have your first name, please?
Mike.
Thank you, sir. Have a wonderful evening. This concludes our service. Thank you so much for your participation, sir.
You too.
Enjoy the
day.
Good night.
Yeah.